It's Share-a-thon time. This is Pastor Randy Barton, and we look forward to celebrating 37 years of God's grace and mercy. We appreciate your help in reaching around the world with the gospel message, and we ask for you to prayerfully consider what God may have you to do in helping us continue for another year for the glory of God. Your first opportunity to give will be Sunday afternoon, February the 25th, and our offices and phone lines will open at 4 p.m. And then Share-a-thon will continue on Monday morning, February 26th, through Sunday evening, March 3rd. Please pray with us that the Spirit of God would have His way in moving upon hearts and lives, and that an eternal work would be done during Share-a-thon 2024 and beyond.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Jesus, Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
The words and music to this song flowed from the mind of Thomas Dorsey like water. Thomas Dorsey was not the famous band leader, but was the son of a preacher. He loved writing gospel songs and was having trouble getting them published. In August of 1932, he was handed an awful telegram that informed him his wife was dead. He called home only to hear a voice screaming on the other end, "She's dead, she's dead." A friend drove him home, where he found out also that his son had died. He questioned God and thought he had been dealt an unjust blow. A few days later, a peace came over him, and all of a sudden words and music flowed from his heart to give us this: "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on and help me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on."
Lead me home.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that theme, we welcome you to Wednesday.
Yeah, it is a wonderful, wonderful, wondrous, well, I'm counting W's here. It's a WWW day.
It is.
Yeah, and, it's gorgeous out there. I just took a stroll. It's gorgeous outside.
Nice temperature, mm-hmm. lots of sunshine. Yeah. And we've got the Valentine line. We'll get those greetings on here at 12:30.
Coming
and you
up.
Still have time to be a part. Miss Brianna will probably keep it running till around 4:15, 4:30 as late as you can.
Yeah.
So you need to go ahead and call if you want to be a part of this year's Valentine line, 828-884-3300. And we got a nice price package that we'll set aside for somebody later
today.
It'll
be nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah.
And
I mean, who doesn't want $300?
I know.
I don't know
that I'd turn it down. You know, I just have to say that. And February 14th, a day of weddings. So let's say happy anniversary.
Yeah.
31 years ago, Brother Lamar and Miss Peggy.
That's right.
The Owens said, "I do."
That's right.
And I had the pleasure of singing at their wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So happy anniversary to Brother Lamar and Miss Peggy there at Macedonia Baptist Church.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Then also our own Daniel and Kim Nicholson.
Yep.
I think today's number 15
number
for them.
15.
So happy 15th to the Nicholsons.
Yep.
And then a special happy anniversary wish to Randy and Margaret Camp.
Yep.
From Margaret's twin sister, Martha.
Yeah, happy anniversary to you folks as well.
God bless you.
I was talking about Daniel a moment ago. He and I think this is really good. He was speaking to a gentleman yesterday, and someone made a statement to Daniel that we're talking about anniversaries. He says that every day is an anniversary day when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was pretty deep.
Nice.
That's pretty deep, but it's real. Every day ought to be an anniversary. Because, you know, and every day that you have another day on earth to spend with the one that you love is, you know, a gift, without a doubt. It's a gift. Yeah. This is Becky and I are celebrating. This will be our 40th Valentine's.
Oh,
you know, we will celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary coming up in August. But our 40th Valentine's Day together. Yeah, so
well,
how about that?
Yes.
40 years.
40 years. How about that? Yeah.
Yeah. Been married 2/3 of my life.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Something ain't it.
It does. Yeah. It does. Well, we look forward to airing those greetings again. We'll try to watch the clock here and get them on it at 12:30 for you.
Okay.
And I wanted to say we're 11 days out from Share-a-thon, and we're continuing preparations and appreciate folks praying with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite you to come and be a part Sunday night, the 25th, our rally service at 6, and then we'll crank up 7:15.
Yeah, boy.
On Monday morning and go all week. That's the 26th of February through the 3rd of March. And again, we still could use some help with desserts.
Yep.
We would appreciate if you could help us. And then if you'd like to give a financial gift toward the cost of the meals that we prepare here, that would be appreciated as well. You can call and give the folks in the front office the information.
Yep.
So we could use your help. But we hope to see you.
Yeah, for sure. Come by and visit with us anytime during the day. You know, we'll, like I said, crank up about 7:15 on Monday morning. And then run all day live music, live preaching. Only 3 times a day you'll hear a pre-recorded message. And that's usually when we give our ID.
Yeah.
3 times a day. And that's going to be at 8 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. And the rest of the time, it'll be all live right up to sign off. And then, of course, you can always listen on the app and watch. We encourage folks to watch. Video is going to be a little bit more enhanced this year, so that's going to be a blessing.
Yeah.
And so if you're not able to come, and I've got a lot of seniors and sick folk at home that's not able to be able to come. But if you can have internet access, you can watch just like you'd be watching your TV.
Yeah.
And you can watch the services and watch all the music going on 24/7. Looking forward to it.
Tune in, log on, come, be a part.
Yeah.
And our plateau songs during the
That's
week
true.
Would be the only other time something is pre-recorded. And every time we cross $1,000 on either general or network, we'll play the chorus of that song. So.
Yep.
All right. That's how it rolls.
Yeah, boy.
Well, Dole Fresh Vegetables Incorporated has issued a voluntary recall.
Okay.
And it goes back to the Rizzo Lopez Foods. All the cream products and cheese and all that.
So the plot thickens.
It does. They used cheese from the Rizzo Lopez Foods in some of their pre-bagged salad mixes.
Crazy.
So yeah, so they're not aware that, you know, any other Dole product definitely is not included.
Mm-hmm.
It's the President's Choice and Market Side brands.
Okay.
Of the salad mixes.
Mm.
If you have either of those, look, please don't eat it, and you should throw it away, or I say empty it, and then just go get your money back. Take the package back to where you purchased it. So Dole Fresh Vegetables, a voluntary recall for the President's Choice and Market Side salad kits.
Crazy.
Yeah. And why was the original recall?
Yeah.
The possibility of Listeria. They've been tracking this since 2014, was it?
2014, yeah.
Yeah, so going on 10 years.
Yeah.
And they've traced it to the Rizzo Lopez cream, cheese, yogurts, all of that. And again, for since 2014?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's,
I think if I remember right, when the press release that you read, you had to something to say that they just never quite had enough evidence, you know, to be able to actually induce a recall until now.
Yeah.
Which seems to me that if there was a hint of something over the last 20 years, or excuse me, 10 years, if there was even a hint of something, that would be enough to prompt a at least a voluntary recall.
You would think.
Yeah.
But North Carolina has had some cases of sickness that they are directly linking to this recall of the Rizzo Lopez food, cheeses, and whatnot. So, the plot thickens, as you said. The plot thickens.
As long as it don't curdle. Well, no.
I had to
throw a dairy reference in there.
Definitely. So. Early voting. Getting underway starting tomorrow.
That's right.
It starts in-person early voting, and also same-day registration is available for the primary here in North Carolina. And in the primary, you vote at the opportune space. You know, you don't have to go to your precinct.
Right.
Usually they'll have one or two places open. Bigger cities will have more.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where early voting takes place. And you can register and vote the same day.
Yeah.
You have until February 27th to request an absentee ballot. And then early voting in person, early voting will end on March the 2nd, which is a Saturday.
Yeah.
And then March 5th. The Tuesday after Share-a-thon is primary election day.
That's right. Yeah, and I'm just gonna go ahead and for a public service announcement. Folks, it is now or never. And you say, well, preacher, you say that every year. Well, it just seems to be getting to that point that every time we have an election cycle, you see things that happen that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
And so I say, you know, first of all, if you are a citizen, you need to register to vote.
Yes.
And you need to go vote, period. End of discussion. There's no debate. You need to decide what you're going to support. And I would encourage you to do your homework.
Yeah.
Go look it up. Look these people up. Look where their track records are and where they're coming from and who they're associating with.
Yeah.
Okay? Because those play a lot. They play out in the grand scheme of things down the road. Things not always appear what they seem. Have you ever noticed what that reminder is every day when you get in your car and you look at your right-hand mirror and that little writing at the bottom of the writing on your right-handed mirror?
Yep.
Objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
Yeah.
They're not always, it's not always what it seems, you know, when you're looking.
Yeah.
So that's preaching. I'm sorry. It's Wednesday. It's good. I'm getting a good start here. But notice, I mean, you have to kind of do your homework, and you need to make sure you know what you're doing and mark the right boxes.
Yeah.
And when I say right boxes, if you're a child of God, then you mark the box that lines up with the Bible.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Yeah.
And those people that are close enough, closest lining up to that.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be perfect, and you're not electing a preacher.
No.
but you are helping shape the course of this country.
That's right. And my papa used to always say, if you don't get out and vote, you have no right to comment on what's going on in our country or in our town.
Amen.
So one thing I will say, if you're not registered, the deadline to register to vote on the actual primary day of March 5th, that has passed.
Yeah.
But you can go to early voting and register and vote mm-hmm. the same day. You will have to provide them a valid address, and they will not validate your ballot until they have sent you two pieces of mail
yeah.
and both of them have been delivered. I know one or two, that was kind of in question, so I went ahead and just said two. Mm-hmm. I think they're still hashing
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, they're still hashing it
out. So okay. Get out, be an informed voter, cast your vote, and we'll see how things go heading toward November.
You say, well, how does my vote work? Well, the thing is that we have a lot of local races which are up mm-hmm. for grabs this time.
Yeah.
And so we've got commissioners that are being elected. We've got
school boards
representatives that are being elected. And so that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Okay. And I say, I'll just be quite frank. I appreciate those who surrender to public service in that capacity, working with our local governments in trying to help us do the work that we need to do locally. We need a representative. And so get out there and do diligence.
Yeah.
Do diligence.
Make it count.
Yeah, make it count.
Make it count. And we'll be talking and giving you the early voting locations for the various counties in mm-hmm. the Western District here. And if you've ever got any questions, we'll do our best to find the information for you, or at least tell you where you can go to find your answers yeah. as far as where to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Ms. Karen has asked a question, where could you find a sample ballot? I think you can go to, I think it's the NC, there is a official North Carolina website.
Yeah, NCSBE.
NCSBE, yep. The North Carolina State Board of Elections. Mm-hmm. You go to their website, you click on the county.
Yes.
And then it'll give you a sample ballot mm-hmm. and those candidates which are up for those positions.
Yes.
Okay, and so you can download that there. If you wish to look for more in-depth information about the candidates, you're going to probably have to go to their individual websites
yeah.
or, for example, which side of the aisle they're on and look it up that way.
Yeah.
But the State Board of Elections has the list of the candidates. They don't really go into great detail other than what their offices are they're up for.
Yeah. And sometimes they'll have a link to mm-hmm.
and they'll
their
link it.
To
yep.
the candidate's website.
Yep.
And just a reminder that in the primary, you vote either in the Republican or right. the Democrat primary. And if you're a registered independent, which I am,
mm-hmm.
you pick which one, but you yep. only vote in one.
Yep.
You can't vote half
you
and
can't
half.
Jump it back and
it
forth.
It doesn't mix.
Mm-mm.
So there you go.
Yep.
So that's a little tidbit for you.
Okay.
Well, it is 12:32 on this Valentine's Day 2024.
Okay.
And we will look forward to our first installment of our Valentine line.
All right.
I asked the Lord for some.
I would like to wish my husband, John Irwin, a happy Valentine's Day. John, we are so blessed, and the Lord has been so good. Also, happy Valentine's Day to our boys, Caleb and Zephaniah Irwin. You know that your mama loves you, and I'm so thankful that God gave you to me. Always serve Jesus and look to Him. The love of God is by far the greatest gift that you can ever have and give to others. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. I love you all, John, Caleb, and Zephaniah, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Have a great day.
I want to wish a happy Valentine's Day to my precious wife, Hilda McCall. And honey, since you're having a real birthday this year on February 29th, I want to also wish you an early happy birthday. But again, happy Valentine's Day, Hilda, and this is from your husband, James.
This is Hilda McCall. I want to wish my husband, James McCall, a happy Valentine's Day. Say to you, sugar, that you're the best Valentine ever in my whole life, and I love you very, very much. This is from your wife, Hilda. I love you. Bye.
Hi, my name is Annalise. I would like to say happy Valentine's Day to my mom, my granny, my granddaddy, and happy anniversary to my Nana. Love y'all. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, my name is Sawyer. I would like to wish you a happy Valentine to Jake Royan, Josiah Masterson, and Mom and Dad, Wacy and Brandon Brown. I would like to wish y'all a happy Valentine. I love you all.
Hello, my name is Silas. I want to wish a happy Valentine's Day to my parents, Brandon and Lacey Brown, Lydia Trask, Mary Lou Trask, and Jen Skywinter. I love all of y'all.
Hello, my name is McKinley Warren, and I would like to wish my mama, daddy, nana, papa, Sosa, Edie, and uncles and aunts and grandmas and grandpas a happy Valentine's Day. Love you all.
Hello, my name is Harper Warren, and I would like to wish my mama and daddy and nana and papa a happy Valentine's Day. I love you all so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
This is Ava Lissenby. Happy Valentine's to my mom and dad, Aaron and Amber Lissenby, and to my grandparents, Pamela and Doug Cox, and Norman and Brenda Lissenby. Love y'all. Bye.
My name is Abby Lissenby. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope all of you have a really good Valentine's Day. I'm praying for each and every one of you. And again, happy Valentine's Day to the widows and widowers. Happy Valentine's Day to all. And to my family, parents Amber and Aaron, grandparents, uncle and aunts, cousins, and more.
I want to say happy Valentine's to my mom and my dad, Aaron and Amber Lissenby, and the Owen family, my friends in the Philippines. I am Morgan Lissenby.
I want to wish Margaret Camp and Randy Camp a happy Valentine's Day and a happy anniversary tomorrow from her sister, Martha Rice. And I love them both. And I'd like to wish Randy, little Randy, James and Greg and Christina and Samantha all a happy Valentine's Day from their Aunt Martha Rice. We love them. And thank a lot of them.
We would like to wish our children, Amanda Anderson and Tim Anderson, Samantha and Glenn Ward, and Stanley Ward, happy Valentine's Day. We'd also like to wish our grandchildren, Brooklyn Anderson, Caitlin Anderson, Shiloh Ward, and Raylan Ward, happy Valentine's Day. We love you all very much. Happy Valentine's Day. Wish my husband, Scott Ward, a happy Valentine's Day. It's not always been easy, but we've made it through with God's help. I just want you to know that I love you, and I look forward to many more Valentine's Days with you. Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
This goes out to Martha Rice. Martha, this is your twin sister, Margaret, calling to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. With all my love, love, Margaret. This goes out to Randy Camp. Randy, this is your wife, Margaret. I would just want to wish you happy Valentine's Day and a happy 43-year anniversary. With all my love, deep down my heart, I love you very much. May God bless you.
I'd like to wish the love of my life, Ernest Lee Brown, a very happy Valentine's Day. I love him more than I did 59 years ago, over 59 years ago, and I appreciate him. Thank God for him. And I just want to wish him a happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Yes, this is Lila Smith, and I would like to wish my husband, Ray Smith, a wonderful Valentine's Day. He has been my sweetheart for 53 years, and I just pray God every day for him. so I just want to thank him for everything he does for me. Thank you, and God bless.
I want to leave this message for Jessie Robinson. Tell her how much I love her. And I hope she has a good day.
And yes, I would like to register my mother, Lou McLean, in Boston Grove. Mama, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. And also, I'd like to wish my daughter, Jessie Robinson, in Rosman, a happy Valentine's Day. And also, my daughter, Christy Robinson, in Rosman, a happy Valentine's Day. And also, my husband, James Bagley, in Rosman, happy Valentine's Day. I love y'all all, and hope y'all have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Yes, this message goes out to my Valentine, Roseanne Middleton, for 48 years. I love you, honey. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank God for you. Bye-bye.
And the first installment of the Valentine Line.
What about that?
Yeah, and you still got time.
You do, yeah. Give us a call now, 884-3300. That'll take you straight to the contest line, and you can go ahead and have your, about a minute or so, you can record your message. And then again, Miss Brianna is going to compile all those that have come in since lunchtime today, and we'll put all that together. Pastor Barton going to play those again.
And we'll look forward to it. He'll be drawing our winner.
That's right.
And so get registered, and to get your Valentine registered, we just need their first and last name included in the greeting, and then automatically we'll put them in for the drawing this afternoon.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's always special.
It's a good time. Good time. Let me check area roads real quick here, and then we're going to get into our swap shop for today, and we'll finish up with some music, Lord willing, that time will allow. You still got time, though, to get information to us if you would like for us to mention something on your behalf for Swap Shop, 828-884-9427.
All right. Let me get my screen to come
up. All right. I'll go ahead.
I'll go ahead
and start with the free piano. I'm starting at the bottom there.
Free.
Free piano. My favorite price is free $99. 883-8171. Again, a free piano. You can call for more information at 883-8171.
Here is a camper full of monitor heaters, various sizes. Also, a cast iron sink, an old-timey Ringer washer machine, and an old-timey refrigerator. Call for more information, 692-0046, 692-0046.
A male Australian Shepherd looking for a new home for him. He's about a year old, smart dog, good with kids and other animals. You can find out more, 384-4447, 384-4447.
And we still have some of those heavier duty wooden pallets here at the Anchor Baptist Mission Warehouse. And they're the red, if you ever noticed, they've got the red label, red paint on one end and the blue paint.
Okay.
They've got, that means that they're different quality. So they're a little heavier, which means they'll hold a lot. That being said, you can pick those up here. They're free at the Anchor Baptist Missions Warehouse, 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway. And if you need more info, call 708-4643.
And I think one came in on the text line there we'll grab. Okay. Looking to buy. They're looking for either canary or lovebirds. Again, they're wanting to buy these at 400-4756, 400-4756.
Here's for sale a David's bridal wedding gown, size 14, $50, and they can send the pics. 828-290-6408. 290-6408.
About 3,000 feet of new picture frame molding, different widths and designs. Many are still in the original packaging, and they would like to sell these as a whole. They'll show it by appointment at 508-2718. 508-2718.
A 2-year-old male pygmy goat. He's gray and white in color, asking $100. 553-2381, 553-2381. 81.
And I think that's our items because those others there have sold. So that's good. Again, we encourage you to give us a call, or you can send it by email at wgcr@icloud.com or online at wgcr.net.
Yeah.
I was looking at the maps, trying to zoom in a little bit more yesterday on 64. I don't know if a tree fell across the road.
Where's
right
that
around the Laurel Park area.
They have started a new construction project in that area of Blythe Street.
That's it.
So you're going to see tree crews, power crews, because guess what is... Now, and I've been saving this story because I read a tidbit of it because the city of Hendersonville and Laurel Park sent out a notice. But here it comes.
I'm ready.
You think we talked a lot about roundabouts in Transylvania County?
Uh-oh.
Well, guess what's getting ready to happen on Highway 64 in the Laurel Park community?
Roundabout.
Yeah. They're going to widen the road. They're going to put in bike paths on the sides.
Right.
And they're going to put 12-foot wide lanes with roundabouts.
God bless them.
In the area near Blythe Street and those little streets that between Blythe and back toward Laurel Park.
All
those little
there?
Cross streets are. Roundabouts.
All those?
And I know that they said roundabouts, plural. So, guess what? Now, we've had a couple. We've got a few in Henderson County.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it took some getting used to the one out there on 25 there.
Yeah.
Near Mud Creek area.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's some more coming.
Okay.
On Highway 64.
So that's
in Henderson County.
That was the slowdown. Yep. Somebody's like, is there a wreck? I'm like, I don't see a wreck.
No.
Okay, so they're doing work there. Well,
doing work.
Have mercy.
Yeah.
Bless us all. It might as well. They're happening. Whether, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it. So might as well just say, okay.
Okay.
I saw it today. Had to run out and pick up some paint for Corey. And so the roundabout on the Acosta Bypass, there was a big tractor trailer pulling some type of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So he was sitting there waiting to come through. And I watched in my rearview mirror. He took full use and full advantage of the truck skirt, you know, that concrete in the middle that they say
imagine.
The trucks can go up on.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
And I everybody gave him his space. And they're serious when they say, do not go into the roundabout beside a tractor trailer. And I'm going to go ahead and say a school bus and any large vehicle. Let them have their space,
you
folks.
Know, I took geometry in high school. Okay.
Yeah,
I did pretty good in geometry in high school. And, you know, the fact is you learn things like circumference and radius and diameter and all those things, you know. And when you start dissecting circles, basically that's what a tractor trailer does when it enters into the circle and you dissect a circle and what angles it creates whenever it goes through the circle.
Yeah.
Let me just say, you'd need a traffic circle or a, you know, roundabout, if you want, whatever you want to call them. You'd need one the size of a football field, literally, to get some of these tractor trailers around.
To allow them to go the full circle without having to take advantage of any opposite lane or center median.
Yeah. We're talking a 53-foot trailer plus the tractor trailer that's pulling it.
Yeah.
Okay, the tractor that's pulling it. So you're close to 80 feet.
Yeah, okay.
Or more.
I give it, yeah.
Okay. All right. When that's going in a straight line, It's 80 feet that's a great distance, not only, but when you try to dissect a circle that's like maybe only a little bit bigger than that, doesn't work.
Let them have their space.
Just doesn't work.
Let them, God bless them. It's hard enough.
Send them back to engineering school.
Anyhow, I know sometimes the folks that are laying it out are just laying out what the engineers drew, so.
Yeah. Oh, it ain't their fault.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
It's just, it's crazy. We're getting used to them. We're going to work on it.
Yes.
Hamburg Baptist Church continuing their revival tonight.
Yep.
And that start time 7 o'clock. Brother Charles Nicholson will be there preaching.
Yep.
Brother Jeremy Queen, the pastor there, and the good folks at Hamburg would love for you to come out and be with them if you don't have a church home that you regularly attend.
Yeah.
You'll find Hamburg Baptist Church at 4673 Highway 107 North in Glenville.
And also the Green River Baptist Church in Tuxedo is continuing revival services this week. At 7 o'clock each night with Evangelist Randy Bain. They're located at 911 Green River Road in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Call Pastor Seth Nichols at 828 843-2411 for more information.
And Maple Hill Baptist Church in Etowah invites you to join them tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They'll have a special night with the Thren family. Maple Hill Baptist Church is at 186 Holly Springs Road in Etowah. Pastor Dennis Lanning and the church family welcome you to join them. And if you need more information, 685-1894.
I think that's everything this week.
Well, tell you what, why don't we wrap up with some music from the York family? They'll be with us the first couple of days of Share-a-thon. Looking forward to seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great Wednesday evening. Be in church.
Yep, we'll see you tonight. There we go. Have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Cross up. Scarcely for a righteous man would someone else lay down their life. And maybe for a good man, some would even dare to die. But I am neither one of those, yet still a rugged cross you chose. And to this day, I don't understand why your blood was applied to my sin debt. All you had, you gave for me. I should have been the one hanging on a cross at Calvary. The thorns that you wore, the pain that you bore, nothing else could say.
Understand it more if I knew that I would never bring you shame. If my life would always point to you, and with every breath I blessed your name. But regardless of how hard I try, my flesh still fails time after time. But your love for me always stays the same. Your blood was applied to my sin debt. All you had, you gave for me. I should have been the one hanging on a cross at Calvary. The thorns that you wore, the pain that you bore, nothing else could say I love you more. Nothing I have could repay the at Calvary. The thorns that you wore, the pain that you bore, nothing else could say I love you
to sing. Songs of the Harlan Barnett here, getting ready for Share-a-thon 2024. It's going to be here before you know it, February the 26th. Having a great time in the Lord, some of the best preaching you ever heard, some of the greatest singers I ever heard, I heard at Share-a-thon. We're going to get the blessing of giving to the Lord to see this great radio station going for an entire year. I'm looking forward to being here with you at Share-a-thon 2024 all week long. Closing it out on March the 3rd. Set your calendars. Do everything you need to do to put reminders in your life. Don't miss it. It'll be a wonderful time.